Hey there, you guys. You're listening to the Mediocre Happy Hour, Tallahassee's only Mediocre Golf Association podcast. It's hosted by Joseph Petrowski and Daniel Petrowski, straight from 132nd and 33rd Avenue. So go on, grab yourself a pop, plop on down in the front room, and put your feet on the coffee table. You deserve it. All right, boys, take it away. Well, that's a cock-sucking gin and tonic right there now. And we're live!
Oh, and we're live.
And we're live.
Strokes? Somebody talking about strokes?
Strokes? In case you don't know, this is the sultry voice of the world champion, Lord Daniel Petrowski. And also the sultry tones of one Boomski Boomski, because my brother loves his wife way too much to be here at the wonderful Corner Pocket. At the wonderful Corner Pocket Bar and Grill. Thanks for having us in the back room. But this is Boomski Boomski, better known as Brett, the Hitman Dennis.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you.
So I want to start by just saying, what has the champ been up to?
Champ's about to eat a smokehouse chicken sandwich, that's for sure. That's what we got going. I waited to start this until I got my food, which was a big mistake. Big mistake.
But is great.
Yeah, yeah, it's a
good move. Eating while recording, great idea.
You'll notice some voices from the audience. We are sitting here celebrating our chapter cup win in Tallahassee. We have going around the table. We have a travel mate in some guy, Daryl Rudell. We have a travel mate in Jen Ben. We have a travel mate in one JSG Joey Fuck Machine St. Germain. We have a non-travel team member here in John Yeatman.
It's Yeatman.
It's Yeatman. We've got, of course, Boomski's Boomski, which is part of the travel team. Brett Boom Boom Dennis. We've got Big Dick Juan. Not a part of the travel team this year, but hopefully next year. Then we have our fearless CL, who showed up late because, you know, he's the CL. He has to come in late. All right, part of the travel team. We've got the GOAT, Matt Millar, 101. Not a part of the travel team this year. And then we've got many nicknames for the guy at the very end of the table. COVID-free, tall Asian, non-Asian Asian.
The opinion piece writer.
Steve, what was the other one?
Op-Ed Steve.
And not currently at the table, Bill Fredericks is also here.
Bill Fredericks is also here. Soggy Biscuit, Steve Haraga also. A lot of different nicknames for it. So we're all celebrating. We got people coming in and out, and we decided to do the podcast here. So it's going to sound awful, but at least it gets done. At least it's getting done. Anything to add, Boomski?
Well, I was leading with the what's the champ been up to, because I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about those scores you got recently.
Oh, there you go. Well, you see, you're a giver. You're a giver.
I am a giver.
So just for anybody who's doubting it out there, I think right now I'm playing the best golf of my life because recently I was invited by Joey St. Germain to go to his local club that he belongs to at Capital City Country Club. Shout out. Best club, in my opinion, in Tallahassee.
Didn't you get fired from there?
It was a fire quit. I came in during college. I was a cart guy there at FSU, and then came in a little bit late. Like, was supposed to be there at 6:30. I think I showed up at 8:30. And my buddy who was working there at the time came running out and goes, oh, he's going to fire you. And so I walked into our head pro's office at that point, and he goes, we need to talk. And I said, nope, I quit. And so that's how that went. And biggest mistake of my life, because I got free golf every time I worked there. That's not a good
thing. Okay, now the scores, though. I want to hear the scores.
83-86. Yeah, you heard it right. 83-86.
So you backed up that 83 from the World Championship with another 83 at a course that's not easy.
No.
Cap City's not easy.
Not as hard as any of the Revere courses, I would imagine.
No, but you still backed it up, which that's got to feel good.
But it now, feels good, but I have a feeling at this moment, Inland Empire is doing a very big deep dive on the legitimacy of my world championship.
You're not
I have
wrong.
A feeling.
It's factual.
It's very factual.
I have gotten calls from private investigators, so that's going down. Now, you put up an 83 and an 86.
Yep.
And then you went down to South Florida. What'd you shoot there?
Well, that's a tough one. I shot a 91.
All right. The scores are legit, folks. Yeah. The scores are legit.
That 91 was in hurricane force winds.
Of course.
Yeah.
So we don't have much of a schedule here. I'm going to try and let you eat some of your potato salad.
I appreciate
that's
you.
Great for you. Mm-hmm. We want to talk a little bit about, you know, what's coming up for the coming year, why CL should Absolutely. Schedule the Bastards for next weekend so that...
Yep.
Yeah. So that...
Today.
We should
go play today.
Dan is playing probably the best golf of his life right now and wants that Bastards
probably.
Win.
Definitely playing, besides mini golf, yes.
Now, just to talk a little bit more about some of the things, we've been listening to other podcasts. We've been listening to, of course, you know, the El Presidente. We listened to a couple others. And one of the things that I think came up on a lot of these podcasts is that the round one leader fell apart.
Fell apart. That's the binocular.
He fell apart.
He fell apart.
I tell you what.
Fucking
embarrassing.
So here's
Big Wad with the fucking embarrassing.
Here's the thing. Fuck machine. What was your final place at the World Championship?
Tied for fourth.
Fall apart.
If that's falling apart, let me fall apart every tournament, please. Let me fall apart every tournament. Tied for fourth. You guys.
We've also got some NFL on right now, folks. So, Fuck Machine, I think, would like to vindicate himself and say he played a good round. It just wasn't as good as our new world champs. So... anything else about the... Oh, Chapter Cup.
Before that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got food in your mouth. I'm trying to keep things
moving. I don't care. This is my world. You're just living in it. More vindication. I probably be kicked out of the chapter as soon as Vegas next year. So, more vindication. Not that I listen to other podcasts and care about what people think about me. But saying I was stone cold sober in that playoff hole, you don't know me very well. You do not know me very well.
I have seen stone cold sober Dan putt.
Yeah.
And it does not look like that putt.
No.
Okay, we got food coming. Hold on. Let's rate this. Ian, order the mussels.
Buffalo chicken.
And
steak tips.
Yeah,
and looks like a
Philly cheese with tater tots.
Tater tots was a good call, better than the potato salad.
Your youth called, it says thank you. All right, with the tater tots. That's a good call. Good call, tater tot. But if I was stone cold sober against, you know, in that playoff hole, I would have threw up on myself. Literally, figuratively, everything. So I was in a perfect position. I wasn't drunk, falling over, spitting on myself. But I definitely wasn't stone cold sober.
We've all played with you and know there's the back nine of the drunk better than the front nine.
You can't mumble off microphone.
All right,
Big Dick Juan is
pointing out that as we've all played with him, his back nine, after he's had a few beers in him, is typically better than his front nine.
Yep.
He doesn't win a lot of meltdowns because it actually gets better as he goes.
I have one meltdown in my whole career, and that was the day that I didn't drink on the back nine.
There you go. Now... we've got a couple things coming up. We've got the ugly sweater, which probably will go... This will go live today?
Hopefully tonight, yeah.
So, ugly sweaters next week. The one thing I want to bring up about the ugly sweater is that sort of turned into a bit of a charity tournament for us. But I really like the cause, and I'm glad that we're doing that.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about... we're going to talk about what charity we're giving to... You know, this is something near and dear to our heart, and then ugly sweater is definitely something that we want to talk about. I don't want to leave the world yet.
Okay.
Because I want to definitely talk about some of those. I know it's been talked to death already, and, you know, there's videos, and there's, you know, Instagram stuff, and there's YouTube stuff, and there's, like, podcasts and all that. But this is for our own Tallahassee chapter, and I wanted to say thank you, because the amount of love that I got and the amount of love that we got immediately afterwards and as I have found out, Tallahassee is 3 hours behind or forward of Las Vegas. I almost screwed it up still. 3 hours.
You did it though, Dan.
I got it. I got it. I'm figuring it out. Time zones are tough for me. I don't know why. I don't.
He plays better in Pacific time than Mountain time.
I just, you know what? Time zone should be based on where you're at. So if you're in the mountains, it should be Mountain time. No, but it should be no by geographic oddities that are around you.
So we should be on.
We're on golf time, beach time.
Hell yeah,
so like
let's
Tennessee,
do.
Like, yeah, there's some mountains.
There are mountains. Yeah, Tennessee should be a mountain time. I'm just, this is. I don't like doing this with everybody else here because it's making fun. I don't like it.
That's a hot take.
Hot takes. Time zone should be.
Beach time.
So yeah, that's our hot take, is that time zone should be based on where you are.
Wow. It's controversial.
On the entire
You
earth.
Might get canceled. Oh,
he's fine. Everything's fine.
That was the Philadelphia Eagles, New York.
He died in a grease fire.
He did.
Yeah.
So you don't have permission to NFL.
Tallahassee, thank you so much. And we definitely need more people to go next year. Start planning it now. It's a great time.
I was one of the people, me, Jinbin, and Johnny Cakes. I was not on the main course. I still had a blast. It was a lot of fun. And even if you don't think, hey, I'm not going to be making it into the big show, that's fine. It's still going to be a good time.
I mean, I'll be in the big show, obviously.
You've got the exemption. We're all aware.
I know. There's no exemption. I got to earn it, but I'm going to be there. Let's be honest.
There's a five-year exemption.
Oh, is there? Five-year exemption. I'm just learning that?
Yeah.
I'm learning so much. So is he going to pay for me to be
my
best friend?
As your wife said, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But no.
But I think for Tallahassee, start planning now. We know what it is to fly out of Tallahassee.
Yes.
It's an absolute joke and a travesty to fly out of Tallahassee.
I'm putting this in Fuck Machine's ear.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could do a cost benefit on how much it would be to charter a plane if we get more than 10 people to go.
To go wheels up. We can do wheels up. Wheels up.
And so, then, not my job.
But you definitely need to start playing it. And then to anybody who's listening outside of Tallahassee, because I know we're going to have listeners now that are outside of Tallahassee, specifically, I think only Inland Empire, because they're going to do a deep dive continuously about me and sandbagging. But you definitely. See you later, buddy. Bye. You got to get your headphones.
Bye, Yeet.
But I just want everybody else in the whole nation to realize how difficult it is for us to get there. There's obviously other chapters, like Yellowknife. I think that it takes them 8 days to get to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
All right? So Yellowknife, I think they do it by dog sled. They start with dog sled, one of those tundra tanks, you know, things like that. And then they're probably in some kind of weird time zone.
They're on snow time?
Arctic Circle time for Yellowknife.
But and, I do think you make a fair point. I was talking to one of the guys from Cleveland. It was a direct flight. It was easy to get. You and I, we've traveled together, and we drove to Destin to then get Southwest flight to Dallas to then get a Southwest flight to Vegas.
Yeah.
And if we had flown out of Tallahassee, which has a quote-unquote international airport, it would have been about $500 or $600 more expensive.
What direct flight from Tallahassee goes international?
I think there's one to like Cozumel once a week.
Shut up,
we
for real.
We needed the international designation to help with shipping here in Tallahassee.
So is that what it is?
The economy, however, it doesn't help us as leisure travelers.
Luckily,
now you know.
Luckily, Fuck Machine is here, and he has the inside scoop. I'm sure my brother would have said the same thing if he was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he was
Strokes?
Here. Strokes?
Strokes?
Strokes? Who's talking about?
Who
speaking of.
Strokes.
I got two. I got two strokes.
He
two
got
strokes.
Two. The under hit on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero too.
Yeah.
Absolutely, want to get our attendance up for next year. I think a lot of other chapters are going to be looking at us. We're going to have a target on our back. We need to bring lots of people
because we dominated world championships this year. Dominated.
What was the split from us to San Fran?
Seven
strokes.
Seven. Did you hear a seven? Seven strokes. Seven. And who was the top three? So it was us, San Francisco.
The top,
It doesn't matter.
It was OC.
OC was third?
Wait, I love OC. Who were our top three? I do love James Webb. Who were the top three for our chapter?
Top three, the scores that counted for our chapter cup were myself.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Myself. That would be world champion Lord Daniel Petrowski. Then there would be Joey Meltdown St. Germain, because he went from first to fourth, which is just disgusting.
Despicable.
Despicable. I mean,
he fell
and
apart.
Then, and then our third score was some guy. Some guy came in there.
You know, I thought our CL had a good round.
Our chapter leader?
Yeah. Oh, it didn't matter, though. Okay.
No, he wasn't top three. His score did not count towards the chapter cup. So Ian Cowis's score did not count towards the chapter
really
cup.
Funny guy.
But he's a hilarious guy. Just ask Willie Dills.
Willie, I think Willie was high or something. Like, I don't know who he's talking about as a funny guy. But, yeah. So we had our three scores that counted were seven strokes better than San Francisco, who only has to drive to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And OC, who only has to drive to Las Vegas. We had a drive to get to our airplane. To a different time zone.
That's
we went to a different damn time zone to get on our airplane.
Is this, was it in the mountains?
It was a beach time zone. It was more of the central area, I think we should call it central time zone. That's just me, though. I don't know. Maybe we could have a symposium.
Is this going to be the time zone episode?
It might have just got its
it
name.
It always was.
That or Meltdown Joey. Meltdown Joey. Joey Meltdown.
There you go.
Oh, God. Don't start throwing
shit
in. God damn it.
Damn your big dick Juan.
Big dick Juan coming out of
all right, so do
nowhere.
We have anything more about World Championships, or can we move on?
I think, what was your favorite part of World Championship? I mean, besides the obvious. Can you give us, like, a low-key, like, fun thing?
Sure. So it was actually, I was sitting at the blackjack table, and I'm not a big gambler, but it was me, Fuck Machine, and you, and
yep.
I think Ian was actually at the table behind us.
Yeah, because he doesn't participate with us.
No, he's too good to be with us.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he wore his orange jacket, and we never saw him again.
Fuck Machine was coaching you through playing back blackjack.
Not coaching, literally just playing two hands of blackjack, and I was just his puppet.
No, it was caddy.
It was caddy.
Yes, Joey was caddying.
Joey was caddying the whole weekend.
Who knew?
We were just
wild time for porn.
Yeah,
melting down.
But we were sitting around just having a few drinks, and I think that was even before the first round. I think that was
like Thursday night.
Yeah. We were there with friends. We were having a good time.
Well, that is.
It hit the spot for me. It was my moment. So.
It definitely showed us how excited we were, too, to be there, because by the time we got there, everybody else was already there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were the ninth and tenth person to arrive from the Tallahassee chapter out of ten. And we came directly from the airport. And the party had already started for the Thursday.
It was half over.
Right, it was pretty much done. And as we're walking in, how apropos that our whole chapter was walking out. And then we made them all turn around and go back. We had our luggage. Boomski and I were ready to walk out there with all of our luggage and start partying with everybody. But our chapter was nice enough to say, no, go put your luggage back, we'll wait for you. And it turned out to be a really fun night, because that night, yeah, Joey was definitely caddying me as I won hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And then did not gamble the rest of the week, because I know the Petrowski luck, and I thought for sure that was it. But I guess it didn't run out, did it?
All right, so you, a moment that's not just about you winning the world championship. What was your best moment?
All right. Not, so there's little moments, like figuring out that the bartender... Do we remember what her name was?
Big Mike.
Big Mike. So she was, Big Mike was awesome. Got coffee there. Big Mike delivered coffee in the casino. So that was a simple thing, simple guy. You know, I'm a simple guy, simple things. The dinner was really nice. The dinner
the steak
was,
dinner,
yeah. I flinched at prices. I got the pasta, I didn't flinch. But it was,
you know, if you'd hit the
time.
113-1 on the horses, you wouldn't flinch at the prices.
Let's go there. Let's go negative. We'll call this the Ian Cowis corner, and we're going to go totally negative. What was your worst fucking thing? Because mine was that goddamn game. The goddamn racing horse game. It looked so much fun, and everybody was sitting around yelling and screaming. I lost all that shit that Joey coached me through, and I should have known better because Joey did not play that game. Now, it could have been that Joey was very nervous because he was number one at that point.
Before he melted down.
Before he completely shit the bed on that Friday. And he was not playing that. And Joey, as everybody who's listening to this knows, is a numbers guy. And he would not play the arcade version of horse racing, which I kind of thought about, like, oh, yeah, the computer's already determined who's going to win. But, yeah, did not play that. I lost my ass on that. And then, sure enough, Boomski Boomski, what'd you do?
I started with $20, and I was watching everybody around me put down $5 bets and $10 bets. And I started betting a dollar and eventually figured out that, hey, a 4-to-1 is going to win pretty much every time. So I'll bet that and make $4. But then I parlayed it with the winner and the least favorite coming first, second. And they did. And it was 113-to-1. I ended up getting $113 because all I bet was a dollar. But I ended up cashing out of that machine $146 after putting in $20. And that paid for my nice steak dinner. I enjoyed that dinner. Got me a nice glass of red wine, you know.
What I had left after the stupid horse race game went to my pasta. Yes. So that's why I got pasta.
Hey, did you finish that pasta?
I did not, and I felt really bad about not finishing my pasta. It was a lot of damn food. I think somebody ordered about $800 worth of sides. And I was like, shit, I'm not going to finish this. And, definitely walking back to the hotel through the, what is that, Fremont Street?
Yeah.
I felt really bad because I'm like, this pasta could have went to a lot of people on Fremont Street that need it. But, did feel bad about that.
All right.
But overall, I think some of my best, obviously not winning, not Chapter Cup things were the groups were great. I had a good time with my groups. Met some amazing people. Baltimore, OC, and then we figured out with Cojona, what is it, Cojona Valley? What's rabbit in Spanish?
Conejo.
So for all of you that
Ian, what does that mean in Spanish?
Google it. So Conejo means rabbit valley. So it's not
so that's why their logo's
a
rabbit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Who would have thought?
You would think that John Morley and Willie Dills would fucking know. Would fucking know, but they did not. Had a great time with all that. The breakfast burrito was dynamite. I'm a big fan of the breakfast burrito. Having mimosas and Bloody Marys, screwdrivers and Bloody Marys ready to go. All that was great. The fact we were just talking, Jen, Ben, and I were talking that the fact that once you got there, you didn't have to care about anything because the bus came and got you. You got breakfast. You got sandwiches already ready for you to go. It was great. And then everything else was kind of on you.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, winning the Chapter Cup
was
awesome.
All right, that's enough.
Winning the Chapter Cup was great. But you guys had frost warnings.
We did. We had a frost delay the first day. But it wasn't the worst thing in the world. But I will say that the greens that we were playing out at our course, they were solid to the point where I was struggling to get anything to stick on a green. Frequently you were putting from the fringe because you just couldn't get anything to stop.
That would do well if you were playing for the 3-putt coin.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's enough about the championship. We've talked for 23 minutes about that. So okay. What we got?
We won the goddamn thing, Boomski, Boomski. Boomski.
We've been going out here for 6 years. We never thought we'd get a top five. We just brought home the world championship.
Okay,
we're bringing in Joey.
The Chapters Cup.
Yeah.
As someone who's been there once and once between you, not only to win is that massive, something I never thought we'd ever do. I'm happy San Francisco came in second because they're the best chapter out there except for this year.
It's true.
I will say
it was a lot.
Would you say that San Francisco shit the bed and came in second place? I would say that.
You know what?
Some would say that.
I wouldn't put that on someone. You know, I think some people you play the hand that you're dealt.
That's
and you
true.
Play the best as you can.
And we can't be hated. San Francisco was
no, and so many
super
of those
super awesome
are
nice guys. Yes. Yeah.
So I will say I remember last year after the World Cup talking to Ian, and I want to say it was 11th that year. Does that sound right? And
he doesn't keep it after 10th, if you notice. Yeah. He just writes.
Yeah.
Worse than 10th.
But I remember talking to Ian, and he said that top five would be a dream finish for our chapter. And so seeing Ian's reaction to the Chapter Cup
was
fun for me. Because, again, he said a top five would be a dream. Well, you just fucking won it. I mean...
Without his score.
Without his score.
So, I mean, you're welcome.
But it could have been my score.
No, I could it.
No. Could it have been, though?
Could
Could have been. I don't know.
The other thing I will say, I will also say I consider myself to be a true mediocre golfer. I think a lot of people within our chapter might be a little less than mediocre. Like they are.
Yeah, we.
Oh, you think I'm a bad golfer? Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Not bad, just not mediocre.
I beat you regularly.
Yeah.
Oh wow, Big Dick Juan from the top rope.
Yep. Mediocre is according to my best friend John Morley is 90. Average of 90.
Yeah, I don't average 90. So. I average above 90.
Yeah, I would. But you did better this year. Definitely.
I did. No. I'm improving.
Yep.
So
always getting better, like our local summer.
Keep climbing.
Are you talking about
strokes?
Strokes. No strokes over there yet, but soon, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, this is a big deal for guys like Joey and Ian and Haraga down there and Millar.
I was gonna say, can we get Haraga to chime in? Can we? Hey Haraga. Oh good, he's got a wing. He's got
Op-Ed
a wing
Steve,
in his mouth.
Better known Op-Ed as Op-Ed Steve.
He's too busy with a wing in his mouth. Okay.
We could pause it and try to get him over here.
I mean,
can pause it. Look, right, I have this hour. You ready? One, two, three, pause. You don't even know we're pausing.
Oh, there we go. And we're back. Hey, so we wanted to get a true OG's reaction. Now, Haraga, you weren't able to be there out in Vegas, and I know we all missed you, but we've read the op-ed.
I did.
And we just want to get your reaction. I'm like a newbie when it comes to, you know, the MGA. You've been around a little bit longer.
I've been around, but never to the World Championship.
Yeah, so
let's... Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's incredible to win the Chapter Cup because, you know, it's a similar thing to the World Championship that I talked about in, you know, the op-ed. It's like, it seems so unattainable, but, like, something awesome to win. When you first go to the World Championship, you experience it, and in every one of our minds, whether it's set or unset, we're thinking, oh my gosh, like, if we could just win that, it would make this even more incredible than just attending.
But so, it's more like a wish.
Right. It just seems unattainable.
Right.
Because you don't know, you know, 99% of the people at this thing. You're getting your bearings. You're trying to, you know, maintain some level of sobriety enough to make sure you're on the bus. Yeah. You don't want to be the guy who misses the bus.
Or leaves the area early on a bus and misses out on his playoff chance to win the world championship.
I'll tell you, that would have been
awesome. It would have been awesome.
That would have been terrible and amazing.
Yeah. It would be so MGA.
We would have won the Chapter Cup still, but we would have lost the belt on technicality.
Yeah, on technicality, we would have lost the belt.
But yeah, I mean...
Worst things could have happened.
Or the boat. For the boat!
Just, you know, having been to the World Championship, and, you know, one thing I think that we've all done is built all this up bigger than it really is in our mind. Like, we love that you won. We love that we won Chapter Cup. But before you win, it's like, you know, you create this narrative that it's the most amazing thing that could ever happen if we did.
Yeah.
And then when we actually do it, we're like, holy shit, like, what do we do now? Like, we didn't plan for this.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my world.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. First girl winner. We need that to happen. Too.
Well, and I'll also just say, what do we do now has sort of been what I've been thinking about. Like, it's like, as a chapter, where do we go from here? And one of the things I think is I want us to have as high of attendance as we can. I mean, we're never going to beat Dallas or North Dallas or whoever it is who brings 60 people because they have a chapter of 200.
Right.
But if we could bring 15 or 20, I mean, that would be insane for a chapter.
One thing I've always tried to, you know, coin is that Tallahassee is the best chapter east of the Mississippi.
It's a big claim.
Which time zone that is?
I know what time zone. It's the east of the Mississippi time zone.
MGA is a, you know, a West Coast.
I did not realize that.
It started out there. There's definitely, like, more West Coast attendees at the World Championship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As far as, look, Tallahassee people, like what Steve is trying to explain is simply this. What I learned by going to the World Championship is that people on the West Coast look at us like we're on the fucking moon. Like, we might as well be, like, playing on Mars. Because they're like, who the heck? Like, they feel like they own it. And as they should. I mean, they started it. Most of the competitors and most of the, if you look at most of the chapters, that California has shit, like 10, 12 chapters.
Right.
Most of your members are West Coast or desert or, you know, that area.
They're easy to like identify Arizona. By just if they have tattoo sleeves. That's how you know that they're West Coast.
Beards.
Right.
Beards and flat brimmed hats. I mean, they were definitely,
Cargill.
A lot of black. Yeah. A lot of wearing black. Yeah. They like their
we
black.
We can't do that. We would literally just be baking because we're on the surface of the sun.
You would die. You would die. And we're very tropical. And we like our colors.
Yeah.
So, but it was different. Like, I've never hung out with West Coast people. And it is a different vibe. Like, there's a different mentality there. You know, not good or bad. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that it's a different mentality. Like, a lot of those guys kind of feel like they own it. And as I stated, they should feel like they own it. And because, I mean, shit, San Francisco has the most chapter cups. You know, like, even Utah, you could say, like, they were like, oh, yeah, Utah can win it. But when they won it, and then Dallas winning it, you know, but now that it's all the way out here, and if you think about it, we also have the money leaders out here now.
The other cup that went to St. Augustine?
Yeah, the world. That's called the World Cup or
the Chapter Cup.
Not Chapter Cup.
We've got the Chapter Cup, Steve.
What's the Ryder Cup?
What's the Medio Cup?
That's
the
Medio
Cup is in St. Augustine. I mean, like right now, like. Hey, MGA has shifted to Florida time zone.
I'm just saying,
to Trump, the Florida time zone.
Florida time zone.
Florida time zone.
I'm just saying, Trump National might have an opening in November for you know.
Maybe you assholes should take the flight all the way fucking out here across the three time zones. All right,
that's like three courses.
Bullshit. This is some bullshit. You'll get a direct flight to Orlando, and then you'll have to drive, and it'll be a whole experience for you.
Yeah, it's kind of like the conference circuits, you know, they kind of, they go California, Midwest, Florida, you know.
That's right now, it's coming through Florida.
You should talk to your best friend about, you know, maybe they need to put something on our end of the world.
It's weird, he's, like, none of his shit works anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, all his Instagram DMs don't work, his phone doesn't work, his email doesn't work. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm a little worried about him. I know that they live in a fault area.
Can we get a wellness check?
Yeah, we need a wellness.
El Presidente?
My guess is San Francisco has slid into the ocean. And it just slid right in the ocean, and it's all over. It's our job to recreate and the MGA.
We must rebuild.
We have to rebuild it. It's our job.
Disney.
Disney MGA. So, but yeah.
So I think one thing I would say to wrap up kind of my perspective,
OG,
I think the OG perspective on winning this is really like for those chapters who haven't had success yet, going to the World Championship, like, it could be you.
It's just not going to happen for you.
Well, yeah. No, I'm sorry. It's over. You had your chance.
You had your chance.
The dynasty is here.
Tallahassee's taking it all.
And boom, boom, you asked about where do we go next. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing that says we can't repeat either the World Championship or Chapters Cup. I mean, going to be easy.
And world champion, Steve. And world champion.
You know, Fuck Machine might not fall apart on the second day.
Completely. Oh, it was like one of those World War II movies where the plane just burst into flames and just crashes into the ocean and the pilot is never seen again.
Yeah, I watched Top Gun Maverick yesterday. It's like that. Oh. The opposite goddamn plane went to the goddamn mountain. That's pretty much how it goes.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, jerk. Some of us haven't seen it yet. Way to burn that one down too for me. I appreciate you. Way to crash and burn as a friend. Way to go. You have ruined. Oh, that's my.
That's caddy.
They are salty people. Caddies are very salty people.
Have you seen that movie Caddyshack? It's really a memoir.
What's that sign say? No fighting. I did pay Joey St. Germain. I paid him the same amount as Matt Kuchar paid his caddy. Yeah. So I paid him in taco chips and salsa.
That's it. Well, thank you, Steve.
Now,
for...
do you think... Oh, sorry, don't... No. Yeah, this is my... Boomski, boomski, don't overstep.
I'm all right, so...
yeah. Do you think I ruined my world championship experience by winning it all, being the chapter cup, the world champ... I mean, in your opinion, in your op-ed Steve opinion, did I ruin my experience? Or is it like one of those, like...
You blew your load on
yeah, I blew my load. Yeah. Thank you, Jed Ben, for visualizing that I blew
look,
my
we're
load.
All, over the course of... your MGA lifetime and going to the World Championship, you're going to have, like, your worst World Championship. You're going to have your best World Championship. You're going to have a bunch of World Championships that are in the middle. You just happen to have your best one right away.
So all of them now are going to
so,
be my
yeah,
worst.
I mean, you're going to revert to the mean. You're going to have some average ones.
They're all going to be Joey St. Germain's at this point, yeah. Right?
But
just
the one
explosions.
Thing you do have every time you go is you're going to be a former World Champ, which is...
That's something.
Amazing.
I got that going for me.
Yeah. I mean,
all right. I'll take it. Defending world champion this year.
Take that away from you.
Never take it away. I mean, it would have sucked if, like, my score didn't count for the chapter cup. That would have sucked, too.
You got on the bus early.
I got
on the
that would. I, like, that would have been such a cool story. I think that would have
Ian really ruined that story for you by telling you, wait.
Well, Joey also. I mean, his math machine head starting to figure it out. But having him in the last group is what, or in the first group. Would
just,
it be the first group or the last group since you were the leader? What would you call first group? So, number one group that he finished. Did you finish in the top in your group?
I was second in my group during my meltdown.
Can I just say, I have this visual image of you. Have you seen the movie Forrest Gump?
Yes.
You know when he's meeting the president?
Yes. I got to pee. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
I had to pee.
Dr. Pepper's.
Oh, so many. No, I didn't. Obviously, I didn't drink anything because I was stone cold sober, according to some people. So I don't know why I went to pee. I just sat there, I guess, and thought about things.
Wait, you sit to pee?
Yes. In that time zone, I do. You got to sit in that time zone. You got to sit and pee because, I mean, it's a little Pacific Coast. They've got fault lines.
They do.
Shit happens.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
You never know when things are going to blow.
Never know. You never know when you're going to blow your load way too early.
Well, and Steve, I just want to say, you know, you kind of said in your op-ed how you were checking flights, feeling like, man, I wish I was there. I was getting texts from the champ's brother.
Who? Strokes?
Strokes?
Strokes. You mean the guy that's supposed to be here?
Yeah, the guy who's supposed to be here.
He loves his wife. He loves her.
And basically, he was like, if I get a flight now, could I make it in time? Like,
no, because it's like four time zones, Joe. So
no,
many time
zones.
No,
it would have worked in his favor. That's
oh, that's true. Oh, he's going backwards in time. Now I get it. All right.
Because I did. I woke up. I was, you know.
Yeah, woke up.
Kind of catching
they
up
were
on.
Sleeping. They were sleeping in Tallahassee.
I checked the Delta app. I looked at my miles. And I think the ticket was about $1,200.
Jesus.
$1,200 or $1,700.
Yeah, welcome to Tallahassee. Do you see what we go through to get to the World Championship?
And I was like, I could be there definitely by like 3 or 4.
We were all and in then, bed.
No, on Saturday.
That's, yeah. Oh, now I'm
because
really
that, this was at the point where
this
fuck,
when
fuck
Joey
machine was in first.
Yeah,
okay.
Fuck machine was still in first.
And before
yeah,
the
you
epic.
Were in, you were just happy to be there. Right?
I was very happy to be there. I was shooting for top 50.
Nobody
yeah.
was looking at,
yeah.
at you.
And
as
Boomski was on the wrong damn course.
I was on the wrong course.
He was with the Born Harry.
That, we call that the piggy bear.
Mm.
Piggy bear. Yeah, going
the piggy
the
bear
wrong
rule.
Course.
Yeah, the piggy bear rule. And he needs to come back next
he
year.
Does.
Piggy bear needs to come back.
Well, and speaking of next year, we want to have a big turnout. We also have coming up the shit show for any of our international listeners.
And definitely international.
Yes.
Because I've been contacted by an Irishman.
Oh. So yeah.
We have international people have different time zones?
Yes, or? International people do have
what
different
time
zones.
What did he say? God damn Big Dick Juan mumbling over there. What did he say?
So I have a feeling you're going to have a target on your back at the shit show. I feel like as a chapter, we're going to have a target on our back.
Oh, as we should.
We have?
Yeah,
oh,
first
we
of
already,
all.
Yes, so for those who are outside Florida, the shit show, the person who wins it is
so
Florida
Man.
So
hot invitational tournament.
Correct, yes. And the person who wins it is the Florida Man. Currently, the Florida Man is our Chris Klein. Fantastic person. He's also part of the charity we're going to talk about in a little bit.
Oh, that's right. We got to talk about all that
we
shit.
We do. But so, Chris... came out of nowhere in a very similar story to your world champ, and nobody saw it coming. He won. There wasn't even a playoff. He just won.
We are the underdog story. I mean, granted, it was the biggest thing in Tallahassee MGA at the time. I mean, he won it for this state of Florida. That's amazing.
This is not going to get old ever.
Here's the problem. Like, I was just about to say I won it for 50 states, but no.
49.
Nay, nay. No, not even 49. I won it for the world because there was Irish people there, Canadian people there.
Don't talk shit about our champ.
Nobody's talking shit about the Florida man. I'm just saying it's big fish, little pond, maybe. That's all I'm saying.
But did Chris crawl so that you could walk?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the storyline.
No, Chris crawled so I could fly. Because definitely. I was telling everybody before, you guys have been really funny with it and all that shit, but I want to lean into it so bad, but I don't know what kind of monster that would create. I don't know. There's a lot of pent-up Midwest aggression that could come out that just like, yeah, that's fucking right. Give me my card. Give me who I want and all that shit. And I'm just afraid. So I'm going to let you guys go ahead and do all that stuff for me. And I appreciate every single one in the chapter doing all that kind
but
of
hey,
silly
well,
shit.
But hey, well, before we wrap up on the chapter stuff, let's talk about the champ's mission for this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to make it perfectly clear when I say I hate monkeys. Inland Empire. Get your head straight. I'm sorry. I'm good. Thank you. So,
I'm okay right now.
We stole it from her bucket.
We're ordering beers. Don't worry.
We're ordering beers. Because I'm stone cold sober, so it's water.
Inland Empire.
Inland Empire. You know, I don't know if we just became bitter enemies.
Don't be starting fights.
No, not with Inland Empire.
Not with Inland Empire.
I definitely don't want to start
so
fighting.
No, we love
Pinellas
those
County,
guys.
Maybe.
Pinellas, yes. But we love those guys.
No, wait. I take it back. I take back Pinellas County. Yeah, Fort Byron. Yeah, Pinellas County. He's got Joe. They got Joe.
Joe Bongo.
Joe Bongo.
Joe Bongo. The legend of Joe Bongo.
The world needs to be introduced to Joe Bongo. He needs to get to the world championships. We need to start a GoFundMe page for that guy.
Yes.
So
we're not picking fights with Inland Empire.
But no. So
we're not picking fights.
They're good people.
They are great people. They are.
They're good people.
One guy's a little aggressive.
The one on the pod, he got a little aggressive.
He didn't know. He didn't know.
Dunn's coming for blood next year.
Brian Dunn?
Yes. But yeah, so, John, the champ's cause this year is to get the monkey off your page.
Yeah,
if you go to your page, all it takes, 90% of our photos that are part of our chapter are just random golf-related bad golfing memes type thing.
That's fine. You can put a black screen. I don't give a shit.
So long as it's not the
just
monkey.
Just don't have the goddamn monkey. Yeah, show that you care. Like, the bare minimum of caring is like changing the monkey picture.
So that's my challenge, everybody just go out, grab the champ's face off of Instagram, make it your profile picture. There you go.
You would have the prettiest profile picture in the world. So, but yeah, the whole, like, get the monkey off. Like, Willie Dills and my best friend, John Morley, we were talking about it. And it's like, they do that. They even feel like it's kind of their fault. Because they created that, and that's an automatic. Like, it should be that you have to insert a profile pic before
so
you can go forward.
You're saying, really, this is your best friend's fault?
Yeah, I would go there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Since he's not returning my calls right now.
Your best friend say you could change them all in the draft?
He could, but we don't want that either, because then I'd be like, kill all the drafts. It's
draft
just
stakes for everybody.
I will say, I haven't done the math, but I'll go out and say that we have the smallest percentage of monkeys on our profile.
That's
base.
A bold, because I know a couple of people have recently changed theirs off the monkeys.
We've had a couple because they accepted it. Now we have a few that are tech illiterate, and we have people working on it.
We have our best people on it.
Our top people are on it to try to fix that, but yeah. It's one, you know what I've learned, Jen? It's one step at a time.
Yep.
You know? Like my grandpa used to say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Damn right.
How do you get the goddamn monkeys off the page? One goddamn monkey at a time.
I think it's illegal to eat elephants.
Not,
there's poaching.
Not in my time zone. Not the African eating time zone. African elephant eating time zone.
Okay.
No, I'm stone cold sober. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Goddamn Inland Empire. No, I'm not picking fights.
No, we're not picking fights. We don't want a podcast fight. That's the last thing we want.
No, because we would lose to those guys. They're a lot smarter.
Do you know how to edit this thing?
Nope. We push record and we just go. I can pause it. That's about it. All right, moving on. So our next tournament for the Tallahassee chapter is the one that I invented. I invented the Ugly Sweater Tournament. So this is our local tournament that we do. We go to historic Jake Gaither Golf Course.
Look it up. It has been added to the historic registry.
It is a historic. It's a 9-hole course. We play it twice. Each year we usually do some kind of format where we do some kind of team event and then a singles event. And we now have a trophy that I forgot to bring it. I was going to bring it and give it. My bad. Some guy is very upset at me that I didn't bring it. He's the only one that really wants it. But yeah, every year we just kind of, it's kind of an off-season event that we can get together because it's been a while since we've golfed together. You know, some of us might golf together off and on. Like I played with Jen Ben and some guy the other day and Haraga and Nicky Maserati. But this is a chance for everybody to get together, dress up, and this year at least we won't sweat in the sweaters.
It'll be cool enough for the
sweaters. It is in the name, so it's going to be cool enough. But last year we did something fun. We have a former member named Brass Tap Steve, and Brass Tap Steve, in his first event with his buddy The Mountain, which was completely respected and just said, these guys get it, they decided to order a pizza mid-round and have it delivered to the 18th hole.
The ninth.
And, oh boy, Joey's not going to be a... Oh. Joey's Vikings are exploding like he did at the World Championship. It's not good.
They're melting down just He's reliving that moment right now.
And like, we're joking about it, but there's a good chance Joey's going to put his fist through something. So this is the one thing that I've seen him lose his shit
this
about.
This is our
Vikings
nightmare.
Football. What are we doing? Vikings, I mean... It's
go,
Pat,
go.
They get the pizza ordered, and everybody else is so jealous.
It's so because we got to get there very early to play there, because they don't do tee times, they don't do anything like that. It's like first come, first serve. It's very much like is it Bethpage that does that? Who does that in New York? That does it like first come first. It's exactly like
also Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines,
Beth Page. Exactly.
So I mean, literally, the Mount Rushmore of these is like Torrey Pines, Beth Page,
Gaither.
Right? Yeah. Jake Gaither.
And then there's some other one that's in some other time zone.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna go out there. We're gonna have some fun. Last year though, to honor Brass Tap Steve because he had to leave our chapter unfortunately, and move on. And so I ordered a bunch of pizzas for everybody after the tournament, and we had that. Well, we had leftover money because everybody chipped in. So a couple of our guys, Steve Haraga, Op-Ed Steve, the Florida man, Chris Klein, and Bill, not my commissioner, Commish Shack, they all work very closely with the Tallahassee chapter of Special Olympics Golf. Sorry, Shaq, that was a shot. But they all work with Special Olympics, so the money that we had left over was kind of discussed, and we're like, yeah, we should donate this. And then we remembered, holy shit, wait, we got somebody that a really good cause, so we donated all that money. This year, we're going to forego the pizzas. We're going to pretend like we ordered them, but we're going to donate all the money that we raise.
Somebody might pay for pizza, but then also other people will donate.
Not me, not this guy. I'm not paying pizza for you animals. All right.
But what did the money go to last year?
What did it purchase?
Last year, you guys.
I mean, it wasn't a lot, but
because I was at States.
That's right.
So I couldn't play in the Ugly Sweater because I was at.
You were at the state tournament
games.
For the Special Olympics,
right? And so. Most of the athletes just participate in skills competitions. So, you know, there's like short putt, long putt, chip putt, irons, woods.
So they're not playing a full 18 holes.
Playing full 18, of course. Some do. But so they only need a few clubs for that. So it doesn't make sense to like lug their entire bag.
Right.
So we use the money to buy these like skinny travel bags that you can put like 3-4 clubs in.
So sort of like a par 3 bag?
Yeah, pencil bag, right?
And so we just bought those for the skills athletes, and those or maybe they save so much room for travel when we're trying to load up a minivan with golf clubs and luggage.
God, I could see you driving the minivan.
Yeah.
I could totally see.
Let me tell you, I love the minivan.
But I have to ask. So again, the athletes were just at a tournament this past weekend.
Oh,
this
yes.
Weekend.
That's right.
Yeah. How did they do?
And yeah, I wasn't able to go. I'm the head coach, but I wasn't able to go because, one, I got COVID. Two, my wife was... you know, getting her MBA. So,
congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. Congrats on you, your wife getting the MBA.
She won't listen to this.
She does listen.
But so anyway, we sent, let's see, 7 athletes, and every one of them, except for one, got a gold medal, which is the best we've ever done.
Except for the Joey St. Germain of the group?
Yeah.
Or no, he would be more the Ian Cowis of the group.
But he was actually in the same flight.
He did get 4th. That's true.
Yeah, he was in the same flight as one of our other athletes who got gold.
Okay, so you couldn't get so 2 gold.
Yeah, I mean, we could have got silver, but we'll talk about that.
What you're saying is Tallahassee is the center of golf at this point.
Tallahassee just wins at golf. That's
we just win at golf.
Basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, not football, that's or basketball.
No, I'm super proud of them.
We're okay at football.
We're getting better.
Yeah, we're getting better.
The climb, you know?
But no, I'm really proud of all of them. They worked really hard this season.
Well,
and got rewarded, and these bags that you guys helped us buy really, like, are huge help.
Well,
just from a logistics
I feel personally invested, though, now in how these athletes do. Like, y'all were sending on the group chat the results, and I'm like, yes! I'm over there, you know, celebrating with them. I've never met these kids, but I'm so happy for them.
Well, that, and they adopted the rosé-colored shirt.
They did.
So, I mean, obviously Steve's influence as a coach was there.
But it's bleeding into the culture.
We need to start training them to chug rosé as they
Might be inappropriate.
Something.
Some rose water.
Pink lemonade, rose water.
Or something else.
But I am super excited. I hope we raise more money than last year. I don't know what y'all need it for, but
well, this year we're not buying. Sorry, Hungry Howies. We're not buying pizza this year.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that we do use the money for, and can always use the money, is we go on these trips, and you know, their budget is pretty tight, and we end up going to like fast food places to eat, and we're always trying to find like something, you know, a little healthier.
Yeah.
Instead of just going, you know, to
McDonald's or something like that. Yeah.
I won't name names, but
I mean,
it could
sponsor.
Be a sponsor. Yeah, it could be a sponsorship at some point.
But yeah, you know, so that's a big part of it, and then you know, we'll keep it on the golf team. There's a lot of different sports, but I'll make sure this is going towards the golf team. And everyone kind of knows about the NGA because you keep donating.
Yeah, their 3 coaches are also NGA members.
And it's really appreciated. And it's definitely money that we could use.
Cool. So we've got a feel-good story with the ugly sweater. Feel-good story for Tallahassee. So make sure that I know that we have 25 competitors, because Steve
24 now.
Who dropped?
I think Ian officially unregistered, so
I think we're still at 25.
You just said 24. I'm just telling you what he did.
But then Matt Millar has a guest. I'm glad we can have this conversation on air.
Why does he have a guest?
Yeah, he's got a guest from Michigan. I was like, is he your girlfriend from Canada?
Is it a left-handed guest? Okay,
yeah. Oh, if it, no, there's only
for
one
the
left.
Ugly sweater?
Yeah, he brought a guest for the ugly sweater.
Or the goat, I can get the fuck
out. So yeah, Millar thinks he's the goat. He can bring people, but he said that his game is similar to Bob Birkin's. So I don't know what that means. Fairway Bob.
Fairway Bob.
He says his game's similar to that.
So what else do we got before we wrap up here?
Just real quick about the ugly sweater. Right now I tried to figure out this morning what our format was going to be. I was hoping to announce teams. It looks like we might not be doing a 2-team thing. Right now with 25 individuals, the guest kind of throws it off a little bit. Thanks a lot, Millar. No, just kidding, because this guy's probably like, I don't want him to catch shit, but Millar should catch all the shit.
Yes, he should.
But, you know, Steve tested negative, so we're now he's good to go. So he's in. We'll see if anybody else, you know, if Bill mans up down there and he joins and gets in there. But he's got to make money because he works at a job. All right, so but just try to get as many people out there. If you want to donate, I guess the best way to do it is just give me money if you trust me. I don't know.
No.
We need
give
to do something
Steve
better.
Money.
Yeah, give Steve the money. Steve's going to be out there. So we'll just give Steve the money if you want to Venmo or all that good stuff. So if you're not going is what I'm getting to, make sure that you're donating too. All right, Tallahassee, make sure you're donating. If you're not a part of the Tallahassee chapter and you're listening to this, awesome, thank you. And if you want to donate to Tallahassee Special Olympics golf team, they would really appreciate it. So go ahead and reach out. Slide into my DMs, bro. All right? And then I'm on Instagrams. And then
what's your Venmo, bro?
My Venmo? I'll put it out there. go fund me.
Go put it on your MGA channel.
But that's what we're looking for, is trying to raise money, trying to get more things for them and so that they can compete. I mean, especially now that we got gold medalists. I mean, we got to support this.
We do.
This is obviously our money allow these athletes to become gold medalists. Yeah, because were they gold medalists before, Steve?
Not to this degree.
Okay, all right. So there you go. Our donation directly affected and created gold medalists in Tallahassee.
Were they motivated by hearing that the world champ resides in Tallahassee?
Yeah, I mean, obviously mostly. My underdog story.
They're like, well, if that guy can win.
Yeah, right.
Anybody can win.
So, but yeah, that's what we're doing from here. Ugly Sweater is next. Then we have coming up, not too far in the distance, but we have the Seminole Cup coming up,
which is again at Gaither.
Yeah, that'll
and
be at Gaither. Is it going to be at Gaither again?
Well, can we
if
just
you want me to make a phone call to Tian? I'll do that for you because I know that you and him don't get along.
We should just assume this is going to be the last podcast before then.
Yeah, so. Probably. I mean, my maybe without. If Boomski wants to do it more, maybe we'll get more podcasts done. Just saying. Not a shot at my brother at all.
Never.
Strokes?
Nobody's talking about strokes.
Strokes? So, I think Joe's only got like two strokes, I'm pretty sure. He's only got two. But, and then we got our...
Double 11.
Yeah, he's got one and one.
One and one.
Then we got the, obviously we start with the AMM. I'm sure it's going to be harder this year for RCL. This might be the hardest year for RCL yet because we're losing courses left and right in Tallahassee.
Yeah, we're down Killarn and...
We could do Wildcat Killarn, man. There's like nobody out there.
Yeah, there's no course.
All right, so CL's going to go out and put little pink construction flags for the
No, he wouldn't. No, he would give it to the first card and say, here, put these in. Where you... Oh, that's low blow, Jen. Jen asked if Jen asked if which was better, was Killarn or Summerbrook right now, and we got a resounding Killarn is still better.
Killarn is just dirt right now.
We probably shouldn't say that just in case they didn't listen.
We got in trouble the last time we talked shit about Summerbrook.
Well, you got in trouble.
I got in trouble.
We did not know that the cart. Well, we did know that the cart girl was related to one of our members. So, yeah.
I wanted to blend
it
with me, but differently.
take one. Thank God he mumbles and nobody heard that. Especially Yeatman. But as we figure out the way that the ugly sweater will go, I'll post it on the thread.
Can I just say, I happen to follow a couple other chapters now on Instagram.
As you should.
And several of the other chapters have put out entire schedules already.
Entire schedule?
Entire schedules.
If you could
They kind of have to. Yeah.
If you could see the look
CL just gave a look.
It looks good. Kill.
Jen, he always looks like that. That's just his resting CL face.
That's resting CL face.
Resting CL face. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So everybody make sure that you're... Oh, that's true. Start getting your AMM partners. It sounds like they're already starting to get...
Icon.
Good. There,
there
you go. Resting CL face for your.
I'm playing with some guy.
Change out your monkey. Some guy. It's gonna be my partner.
No, big. Hey, did you notice?
Can you explain the picture? What is it?
Nobody.
Oh, it's Mini Driver.
So nobody's gonna understand him.
Some guy.
So
it's a thinker.
So Big Dick Juan, he uses the TaylorMade Mini Driver.
That's true.
That is his club, and he hits it well. So he changed his. Profile picture like to a picture of Minnie Driver, the actress.
Smart.
From Google Hunting. See,
from I said if Joey.
You like apples?
If Joey and Big Dick Juan created a podcast, I guess it would be called JSG's Big Juan. Something. And that's just a working title right now. It's just a working title. Yeah, it would be a lot of analytics and a lot of random trivia.
Crash Boom?
Yeah.
And the partition of Poland?
Yeah. A lot of mumbling. And then a lot of sweat.
A lot of sweat.
The microphone would cut out halfway through because it would be wet and drenched.
You have to have waterproof ones, right?
Got to stay hydrated. All right, we are now officially at 1 hour, so we're going to cut this down. I think, like we said, let's rehash this and look at it. CL's going to have a tough job next year because can't play at Golden Eagle, that's for sure. Can't play it. At Legacy, that's for sure.
Legacy?
Yeah, playoffs. And then now can't play. We could play at Killarn, but we would have to be like Yellowknife and bring our own pieces of turf and walk around.
The Yellowknife Invitational would be great.
I am predicting right now, here's my prediction, is that we will have a tournament at Gaither this year. We will have an MGA tournament.
It's a solid
possibility. I think we're at plus 100 at that point now. Yeah, plus 100 that one tournament.
What about the Mountains of Quincy? Are those in play this year?
Mountains of Quincy?
We play there every year.
Mountains of Quincy are at Thomasville. Cairo's in.
It's not Cairo.
It's Cairo. Yeah, y'all get your shit straight. It ain't Havana. It's Havana. I mean, I think St. Mark's is even in play.
What's the
down there?
St. James Bay.
St. James Bay. Wildwood's still got a course.
It's open.
Holy shit!
Oh wow!
Right.
Hey, Wildwood's in play.
Wildwood.
Is it playable?
Hey, you know what? We can always go play Cross Creek too. We can do it.
Cross Creek.
Fun
station.
Country Oaks. Oh, the Nats. The Nats are country Oaks.
What's happening? I guarantee. That's a fucking
Cairo.
You lock everything down. We're going to Cap City twice and Country Oaks once.
All right. I have a feeling we're going to Cap City 7 times. Maybe 8. Yeah, Joey's open. Hey, I just shot an 83 there. I would love it. Yeah, I wouldn't be bad with it. That would be an 85 for me now because I have 2 strokes. I have 2 strokes.
All right. What strokes?
Strokes.
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 Time zones suck. I can't believe my brother missed this.
No,
whole thing.
So they, it falls apart. The former.